this Shmini, Pesach of the Zeis, Parak Yud Aleph, the Pesukim go through the Simanim of all the kosher animals. It goes through the Simanim that every kosher animal has. It says, yeah, I don't want to use good then. So we have, yeah, so they have split hooves and they have chewing their cud. Specifies three animals that are not kosher. The three animals that I mentioned that aren't kosher but are close to it, they don't have split hooves. They have three different animals here. The gamal, the camel. It says, Parsa Enena Mafriz. Right? It doesn't have, or it didn't have split hooves. Sounds like Lashon Hove, like present tense. That's regarding the gamal, regarding the camel. By the shafan, it says Parsa Lo Yafris. It won't have split hooves. Sounds like it's Lashon Asid in the future. By the shafan is the hyrax. That help you? Yeah. The Arnevis, which is the rabbit, is Parsa Lohi Frisa, past tense. So it's weird, because it's the same thing. They don't have split hooves. But it's writing it in Lashon Hove, Lashon Asid, and Lashon Avar. So why are you writing it that way? So here's the differences between them. Each animal represents a midah. A bad midah, a bad way of connecting with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, they're not like a bug, which is so far off from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're telling me. But it's a midah that could be used for good, but if you do it the wrong way, it could be something extremely bad. For example, the gamal, the camel. What does gamal stand for? Gamal stands for gemilas chasadim. If done correctly, the gamal is perfect. It's gemilas chesed. You can't get much better than gemilas chesed. It's the greatest thing in the world. Gamal is the midah of mehirus, of zrizus, running to go help somebody, going out of your way to be able to go help somebody. There's a gemara that mentions all the different letters, and it says, why is a gimel by a dalet? Why do you write the word gimel, the letter gimel, why is it by the letter dalet? You know why? Because the gimel is the gomel. He has his foot out to go help the guy. He has his foot out and his arm out to go give something to the dalet. Dal means for a poor person. The dalet has its head turned because he doesn't want to see the person who's giving, but there's a little thing in the back, the little hand that's taking the alms away from the gimel. That's the purpose of the gimel and the dalet. The gimel is the gomel dalin. You want to give to the poor, you stand out and you give to something like that. That's chesed done in the right way. But if it's not roi, then it's like zrizus and not well liked by anybody. Like a guy who runs after a guy. He's like, hey, wait, I just want to help you. You're doing something wrong. You just want to punch that guy in the face. When the guy does that to you, he like runs after you and then he tells you something, you did something wrong. You just say, like, what's wrong with you? The Lashon Hove by the gamal. Even when he's doing it, it's wrong. Even when he's doing it, it's doing it in the wrong way. If it's gimel with a yud, with that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name in it, then it's good. Then it's a good gemilas chesed. If it's a gamal, it's the swiftness without the proper thought behind what you're doing, then it's absolutely bad and that's possible. That's the gamal. What's the shafan? The shafan is the hyrax. I can't tell you why exactly. It's a small little creature. It stands for anivus. Anivus. Maybe because it's very low to the ground, but it stands for anivus, of humility, being done in the wrong way. Okay? Here's the example of anivus done in the wrong way. Dustin and Aviram, they go out there. Not Nadav and Aviram. People always mess up between the two. Nadav and Aviram are the guys who died in this week's parsha. Dustin and Aviram are the bad guys. They're the guys who you always see. You are close enough to the Erev Rav. Dustin and Aviram left over Mun. Why did they leave over Mun? They're told not to leave over any Mun till the next day. Why did they leave Mun over to the next day? They said, we don't know if we're going to get any Mun tomorrow. So we're worried that maybe we won't be worthy of getting the Mun tomorrow. Oh, such a Nadav. Such unbelievable a Nadav. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you you're getting Mun tomorrow. You don't have to worry. Oh, but I don't know if I'm Zocha. Well, you think all of Klal Yisrael will be Zocha, but you won't be Zocha? That's a nivus in the wrong way. When you're using your humility to make yourself look good, you're making yourself look good at the time, but if people start thinking about it, they're like, wait a second, that guy's not a humble guy. That was another review. At the time, they looked awesome. But in the future, they're going to look horrible. That's why the shafan is blush and asid. In the future, that guy is going, you're going to see how puzzled that guy is. That's the psul of the shafan. The arneves, the rabbit, stands for Azus Panim. I don't know why, but it must have something to do with Bugs Bunny. I'm not so sure how exactly it, but it stands for your brazenness. Chutzpah, right in your face. That's what the rabbit is supposed to do. He wants to look good, but knows deep down that he isn't good, that he's not a good person. Bilam was told not to curse Bnei Yisrael, but he couldn't do it. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gotta go. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like, fine, if you have to go, then just go. Bilam is a guy who, from his shoresh, from his root, he's a bad person. That's Belashan Avar. Even in the past, there's nothing he could do. He just destroyed himself completely. The Chedush HaRim says you can always tell the difference. Chassidus Riyiz, the Chassidus HaRevah, talking about Gera Chassidus. You can always tell the difference between a good person and a bad person. And a good piece of meat and a not kosher piece of meat. You know how you can tell? It's easy. You just look at the pasuk. If you concentrate on the pasuk, lahavdil bein atame ubein atahor, bein achaya sher naachelas ubein achaya sher lo nach sher lo seachel. I think that's the wording. It's the last pasuk in the Torah. What is it? Lo seachel. So that's it. If you think of that when you're looking at the piece of meat, says the Chiddush HaRim, you'll be able to tell. You'll be able to tell what's kosher and what's not kosher. You ever wondered how the Chassidim were able to look at something and be like, this hat was worn by somebody before? How they were able to do such a thing? That's how they do it. They concentrate on the Pasuk Lahavdil. And by doing that, by separating between the two, they're able to get that difference between them. Then it becomes, you could be a Maki, you could be a Bucky. In these types of differences, then you're able to do such a thing. Okay. The middle two words in the Torah. Anybody know what they are? They're in this week's Parsha. No, Gachon is the middle letter, the Vav. Darosh Darash Moshe, very good. Darosh Darash Moshe is the middle two letters, middle two words in the Torah. And the Vav of Kol Holech Al Gachon, that anything that goes on their stomachs, referring to a snake, is the middle letter of the Torah. They're both in the sixth Parsha. Darosh Darash is Yud Tazayin, Kol Holech Al Gachon is Yud Aleph Mem Beis. First of all, the Chidah says, why do we need to know that? You ever wonder that? Like, here's the midpoint of the Torah. And he's like, if I ever want to know where to open up in the middle, like, there we go. Like, why do you need to know where the middle letter or the middle word is in the Torah? What does that mean for us? He said the following, the Chidah asked that question. And he answers, you can darshan the number of letters and words that there are in the Torah. You can darshan why this specifically, Darosh Darash, you can darshan what you're doing in the middle of the Torah. And with Gachon, why is the snake the middle of the letters? Well, Hagdol Torah V'Yadr. It's the whole purpose behind anything that we tell you. If you tell, you get any of these things. And also, he says for Kabbalah, that he doesn't elaborate on, but he says for Sirufi Osios and joining in the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which we'll try to do a little bit later. But that's the purpose behind what you're trying to do. That's why we have all these drushas that concern why these are midpoints of the Torah. The Iker is to darshan the Torah, it's the Rosh Darash, and to defeat the Nachash, which is the Gachon, the Vav that looks like a little snake, to use your Kedusha and be able to defeat the Nachash. Those are the words, but there's a big problem. You know how many letters are on the Torah? It's okay if you don't, because I only know because of my notebook. 304,805 letters. Then you're right. You are 100% right. 304,805 letters in the Torah. The midpoint should be 152,403. Yeah. The line that they use in Kedushin is because each letter has a twin, or there's Targum involved, or there's something else, or they have a connection. It's a problem. But there's actually 304,805. The midpoint should be 152,403, which is Perek Ches. Pasuk Chof Ches, Ishe Hu La Hashem. The middle letter should be the Vav of Hu Hashem. So they got the Vav right. The problem is you're off by about, the Vav of Gachon is 157,237. You're off by 5,000 letters. Now, to be off by 3 or 4, I can somewhat hear, although I still have my questions about that. To be off by 5,000 means you can't really mess up that badly. There's clearly something going on here because that's hard. How can there possibly be that big of a discrepancy? There are 79,980 words in the Torah. The midpoint should be 39,990. That would be Ches Tesvav El Yisod, that pasuk of El Yisod Mizbeach. But instead it's Darosh Darash, 40,921. That means you're still off by about 1,000. That's crazy. How were Chazal that far off? And don't tell me, well, we didn't really concentrate in the Torah. We lost a couple thousand letters here and there. We are Makbid Gomer, and we always have been, about every letter in the Torah. A sofer is not allowed to do it by heart. He has to have a sefer in front of him while he's writing, so that he doesn't mess up even one letter. There's no way that we're that far off from 2,000 years ago when they were writing this Gemara and writing down what the midpoint was. Reb Meir, 100 years before that Gemara was written with the Mamdi Amram there, Reb Meir said, I'm an expert in every letter in the Torah and I could tell you what every letter is, and every sofer has to do such a thing. I mean, you can't say that it's like, yeah, but they messed up this time. Just messed up this time. You can't do such a thing. So what's pshat? So the Paris Yosef says the opposite way. There's a mistake in the Gemara. That's another way of looking at it. There's a mistake in the Gemara. The Gemara messed up. It meant to say Yisha LaShem. It is based on Girsas, and whenever he backs himself up, is Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that learns a grow. We're not experts in certain things. So it's hard to say you're off by 5,000. Very hard to say you're off by 5,000. So what, or 1,000 words. So there's an answer given by a Russian Jew, by Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber, right for the wedding. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber. Actually, I had no idea who he was. Menachem came to my house on Tuesday night. And as he came over, I said, I just found a brilliant answer by this guy, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber. He's like, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber, he's a famous Russian chacham. I was like, I'm like, yeah, of course, that guy. But apparently he passed away, but he was apparently a tzaddik who made aliyah from communist Russia and passed away over the past couple of years. He says, brilliant. He says, if you count the letters that are enlarged or minimized in the Torah, that are big or small, there's 16 of them altogether. The Beis and Bereishis, the Hey and Biyibaram is small, the Chaf and Velif Kosa is small, Katzi, there's a Kuf, Notzer Chesed, big Nun, Acher, big Reish, Vayikra, small Aleph, Mokta, small Mem, Gachon, big Vav, Mizgaleach, Kisgaleach, I'm sorry, with a big Gimel, Yigdal, No, Koach Hashem, big Yud, Shma, big Ayin, Echod, big Dalid, Vayashli Chaim, big Lamed, Hala Hashem in Hazinu, the big Hey, and then Teshi, or weakened by Koach, Teshi, with a little Yud. Those are the 16 altogether. Gachon is number 9. It's the middle of the 16. And that's why the Gemara goes on and says, well, wait a second. Is it because they're an even number? There's an even number of letters. Is it the beginning of the first 8, or is it the first of the last 8? Which one is it? So they use for that. He says there's another person. Rabbi Yosef Tovalem gives that there's 32 of them altogether, 32 big letters and small letters. We only have 16 in our Torah, but he says there are 32 of them. And in that list, it's number 16, which means in the first half. So the question was, do we hold that there are 16 small and big letters in the Torah, and it's number 9, so it's in the second half? Or is it there are 32 big and small letters, and it's number 16, and it's in the first half? That's the question of the Gemara. And to that, Rabbi Yosef answered, we don't know. That we're not experts in. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The Rosh Darash, there are 89 times in the Torah where the same word is written twice. Ish, Ish, Moshe, Moshe, Avram, Avram. 89 times where it's mentioned in the Torah. The Rosh Darash is number 45. Number 45. They had a whole list of all of them. That's the answer for why it is. It's not the whole Torah. It's referring to certain parts of the Torah. That's what we're doing. That's what we're darshaning out. So why specifically these? Why deal with this instead of anything else? We got to darshan. Listen to Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says a remez to Erevin Yud Gimel Mabez. Erevin Yud Gimel Mabez says nobody ever poskins like Reb Meir. Why don't you poskin like Reb Meir? Because nobody could understand what Reb Meir meant. Reb Meir was so brilliant, he argued both sides of the argument. He would give one side, and then he would say, and here's what the other guy holds, and everybody says, so what are we poskin? Reb Meir, yeah, good. There you go. Those are both sides of the argument. You can't poskin like Reb Meir, because you never know what Reb Meir really said. Yeah, he said it, but you didn't know what he meant. You didn't know what he poskined. A sign of Chokmah is to figure out how something Tameh can really be Torah and vice versa. A Talmud, in the Gemara in Erevin, it says there was a Talmud that could be Matar, a Sharetz, could make a Sharetz Tahor in 150 ways. A dead Sharetz is Tameh. But he could say that it's Tahor in 150 different ways. He was able to figure out how a Sharetz was Tahor through his great Chochmah. Ravina said, I could do it. How could you do it? From a Nachash. A Nachash kills and brings death into the world, and thus brings Tumah into the world. But if a Nachash dies and you touch it, it is Tahor. So a Sharetz, which doesn't kill and doesn't add on Tumah to the world, if it dies, it shouldn't be Tameh. That was the line from what's it called? From Ravina. That's what Ravina said. So you see, the Torah can be darshined both ways. So the middle letters are as Dorosh Darash. To tell you, you can darshan one way, you can darshan the other way. You can darshan one way, you can darshan the other way. Where is the Raya? From the snake, the Vav in Gachon. You darshan it from that Vav in Gachon. You see from the snake that there's a possibility. That's what we learned at Kalva Chomer from. Listen to this. The Gra asks on that Gemara. He said, the Talmud had 150 pshatim and Ravina only had one? He's like, that's a bush in a Ravina. It's a bush in a Ravina. He's like, I got one. He says, okay, but he had 149 others. Like, what's the big deal? You got one. Like, I was able to figure out half. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And then he says another question. He says, wait a second. Why didn't the Gemara give any of the under 149? Why not give the other 149? We got nothing. We only got one. Why wouldn't the Gemara say any of them if there were really 150? So here's Pshat. It says there's a pasuk in Shmos, Chav Zayin Yud Ches. Listen to this Kura. Chav Zayin Yud Ches. Orech HaChotzer. The length of the Chotzer, Me'a Ba'ama, 100 Amos. The Rochav, and its width, Chamishim B'Chamishim, 50 by 50. Okay, so 50 Amos by 100 Amos is the length of the, and length and the width of the Chotzer. So the trup in this pasuk, Me'a Ba'ama, is a Kadma V'Azwa. You know, Me'a Ba'ama, that's what it's supposed to be. Chamishim B'Chamishim is Munach Revi. Chamishim B'Chamishim. It's a remez to the Nachash. The Nachash was Kadma V'Azwa, it was able to walk. And then later on, it was Munach Revi. it was lie down on all four legs in the ground, and eventually it lost its legs. He brings a raya from a pasuk in Tehillim and Kuflan Ates that Orchi Berivi, that Orchi also means losing your legs. The Aleph Reish Ches Yod. That's the pshat. The whole Gemara was a riddle. It was a riddle. He said the Talmud could be metaritz. He could be metar asharitz in 150 different ways. Ravina said, I solved the riddle from the word mea and chamishim. 150. From the word mea and chamishim, from the trup of those, that's where you see there's a snake. From that snake, you can darshan an entire idea of this kal v'chomer to make a sharitz tahor. But he never had 150 ways. There's only one. Ravina figured out the riddle. Brilliant girl. Absolutely brilliant girl. Just very quickly, we'll do one last thing. This is the end of it over here. There's another girl regarding the Vav of Gachon. The men of Athens threw a riddle to Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. They said to Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, where is the midpoint of the world? Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah went to the men of Athens and said, where is the middle of the world? Where is the world? Right in the middle. So Rabbi Yoshua picked up his finger and he said, right here. So the men of Athens said, how do you know? He said, bring ropes and let's measure. Brilliant, right? What did he mean by that? What was the remez to what he was saying? What was he trying to say? He was saying like this. The remez is that there are 2,000 years of Tohu. 2,000 years where nothing happened in the world. Then Avraham Avinu came along, starting the 2,000 years of Torah. After the 2,000 years of Torah come 2,000 years of Mashiach. The Romans and the Greeks, the men of Athens, after the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yoshua was there. He brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai out to Vespasian. Rabbi Yoshua was there at the second base of Mikdash's destruction. They saw the second base of Mikdash being destroyed. They saw the 2,000 years of Torah were over. They said to him, it's over. Mashiach isn't here. The 2,000 years are up, and Mashiach's not coming. They said, where's Mashiach? He's not here. Imagine, it's been 2,000 years since Rabbi Yoshua had this conversation with the men of Athens. 2,000 years since then. He said, there's no Mashiach. There's never going to be a Mashiach. That's what they said to him. Rabbi Yeshua answered him. If we're not Roy, then Mashiach is going to come a different way. Sanhedrin Sadi Zayinim and Aleph says, Mashiach won't come until the world is filled with Minus, Apikorsis. If there's Apikorsin in the world, that's when you know Mashiach is coming. So he said, it's here. You're arguing with me and you're telling me Apikorsis. See, you're the ones who are bringing Mashiach. Keep arguing. Keep giving your argument. That's what he meant by, it's here. It's right here in this room. You're going to be the cause of Mashiach. That's what proves to me that Mashiach is coming soon. It's off by 1900 years. But the line is just that. Here's the pshat. The middle letter of the Torah is Vav of Gachon. The essence of the whole Torah is to accept God and reject the Nachash and get nothing from the Nachash. Allow the Nachash to lead you to the rest of the Torah. The last 2,000 years of real Mashiach, when Mashiach is going to come. That's the purpose of what we're trying to do over here. That was the idea of what that Vav is doing in the middle. So the summary, three bad midos of the three not kosher animals of the Gemal, the Arneves and the Shafan, referring to past, future, and present. How to be a Rebbe and to be able to differentiate, although we didn't really elaborate on that. Rebbe Tursky is in the room if you want. The middle words and the middle letters of the Torah. No, I meant in the big room. The middle words and the middle letter of the Torah. How could it be that those are the middle letters? How does that work? And why the Vav of Gachon? Why that over anything else? Sky guys.